people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 411 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the dip. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, yes. Hot rod Lincoln, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Friday morning. You might see a hot rod Lincoln zipping through the streets of Chicago on Sunday. Hey, Aaron, are you a NASCAR guy? You ever watched the NASCAR races?
I used to watch some with my dad. I haven't in a while, though.
Yeah. You know about this big race going on Sunday?
Not really. The most recent racing I've watched was some F1. So not exactly right, the same thing.
You live in Madison, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, how would you feel if there were NASCAR racers on the streets of Madison zipping through the streets at 140 miles an hour one day? Wouldn't that be a crazy thing?
Then I would definitely watch.
Well, that kind of thing is going to be going on in Chicago this Sunday. NASCAR racers flying through the streets of Chicago up to 140 miles an hour as roads are closed around the Windy City. That's going on this Sunday. Got a headline here from the New York Times. It says NASCAR to start its engines along an unlikely course downtown Chicago. The race along city streets will be the first of its kind for NASCAR. Some Chicagoans are puzzled. I suppose if this is, if this works out, if it's a success, they could start doing this in cities all over the country. Instead of being on the racetrack, going in an oval, turning left and left again, they could be zipping through the streets.
It's a whole lot more interesting.
It would be more interesting, wouldn't it? I think it would bring in some new people. I might check it out. Seems kind of crazy. And racing, car racing, is kind of like fireworks. It's fun to watch. It's interesting to see, but it's not good for the environment, that's for sure. And I know my dogs and cats hate that kind of loud stuff like fireworks and cars that make too much noise, but it may be exciting. The story here says from Mitch Smith in the New York Times says, when Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced a deal to bring NASCAR to Chicago's downtown streets, the idea was met locally with surprise and bewilderment. Chicagoans have a deep, if often unrequited, love for their sports teams, but a limited fluency in the world of stock car racing. NASCAR, for its part, had never sent its top drivers to race amid the sharp corners and manhole covers of city streets, mostly favoring neatly paved tracks in places like Daytona Beach, Florida, Talladega, Alabama. However unlikely a union between the country's most popular racing series and its third largest city may have been, it is now a reality. Grandstands are nestled along the tree line in Grant Park, Chicago's front yard. Barriers are in place beside bus stops near the Art Institute. And come Sunday, drivers will blaze past Buckingham Fountain, turn toward the Field Museum, and head to Michigan Avenue and Columbus Drive, traveling up to 140 miles per hour, more than quadruple the usual speed limit. Still, many questions linger about the high decibel roar of race cars, about the potential for epic city snarling traffic jams, and about whether NASCAR even belongs in Chicago. Quote, "This is wonderful if you're affluent and can afford to be part of it," said Edgar Leslie, a resident of Chicago's South Side, who said his city had more pressing concerns like homelessness than a car race where tickets start at $269 and reach above $3,000. He said, "There are so many people who are not affluent and can't afford to be part of it. What does that mean to those people?" End quote. 2 years ago, as new COVID variants kept American downtowns empty, NASCAR tried something novel, a simulated, televised race through a digitized Chicago. Without needing to leave home, the sport's top drivers sped virtual cars down a course nearly identical to the one they will race on this weekend. There were early murmurs in the NASCAR world that the online race might be the precursor to a live-action version, but making it happen would require selling the idea to a city not known as a bastion of motorsport fandom. Plus, racing on city streets with their bumps and curbs and 90-degree corners was a far cry from NASCAR's usual straightaways and left turns. Still, each side saw an opportunity. The pandemic had been unkind to downtown Chicago. Commuters stayed home, office spaces went dark, two rounds of looting scared visitors away, as did a citywide homicide rate that soared to generational highs. Bringing a car race to Chicago, city leaders said, had the potential to fill hotels, showcase the photogenic lakefront, and attract race fans who live within a day's drive but might be unlikely to visit otherwise. Quote, "You think about some of the core demographics for who engages with NASCAR," said Samir Mayakar, who served as a deputy mayor in Ms. Lightfoot's administration. "And many of those demographics might have a different perception of Chicago. This is a chance for them to visit our great world-class city and just see how amazing it is," end quote. NASCAR, which over the decades grew from a mostly regional series in the rural South to a national circuit with passionate fans, had its own pandemic-era problems. There was a top driver suspended for using a racial slur. There was a call, which NASCAR heeded, from the only black driver in the sport's top series to ban Confederate flags at racetracks. There was a vulgar chant that NASCAR fans directed at President Biden, which gave rise to the "Let's Go Brandon" slogan. Racing in the streets seemed to offer a shift in the conversation and a way for NASCAR to try to make headway on its long-held goal of diversifying its fan base. What? Diversity? Diversity, equity, and inclusion? Not in NASCAR. Hey, this story from the Times goes on and says about 6% of Americans self-identify as avid NASCAR fans, according to the SSRS/Lucaron Trend Sports poll, down from a peak of 16% in 2004. White people made up about two-thirds of avid NASCAR fans in 2022, according to the poll, down 13 percentage points since 2004. So maybe NASCAR is becoming more diverse. The poll showed growth in the percentage of avid fans who were Black or Hispanic, up 10 percentage points since 2004 to make up about one quarter of those fans in 2022. Though NASCAR had raced before at a traditional speedway an hour from downtown Chicago, its leaders hoped to reach a new audience in the city, where there are roughly equal numbers of white, Black, and Hispanic residents. Quote, when you look at any kind of sporting event, asking fans to drive, a lot of times more than an hour away, is kind of asking a lot, said Joey Logano, a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion who will race in Chicago. He said he liked the idea of taking an event like this to the people, downtown, and making it where you really can't get away from it. There are no guarantees it will succeed. In interviews with drivers before a sold-out race in Madison, Illinois, just outside St. Louis, most said they were looking forward to the Chicago event, even if they were unsure how it would go. Many had never raced on the streets. Some admitted trepidation about tight passing zones and the potential for track-blocking collisions. It's going to be interesting. What's going to happen on the streets of Chicago? They're going to be racing in the streets on Sunday. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today, tonight, and into tomorrow. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon and tonight. Hail and wind will be the main threat. Otherwise, warm, partly cloudy, 91 today, 64 tonight, gradual clearing and cooler, 77 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
After 9 on this Friday morning, you're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. Hey, Aaron, let me ask you, are you a fan of science fiction and stories about our place in the universe and just science fiction stuff in general?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? It's always interesting when you watch science fiction movies or read a good science fiction book about possibilities and what's really going on and what is our place in the universe and how do shifts in the universe affect us as humans. Now, check this out. Just came across this story in the New York Times. This was posted on Wednesday by Raymond Zhang. The headline says something was messing with Earth's axis. The answer has to do with us. It's like that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Listen to this. Scientists knew the planet's center line could move, but it took a sharp turn sometime around the start of the 2000s. Around the turn of the millennium, Earth's spin started going off kilter, and nobody could quite say why. For decades, this is kind of scary when you think about this stuff, for decades, scientists had been watching the average position of our planet's rotational axis, the imaginary rod around which it turns, gently wanders south, away from the geographic North Pole and toward Canada. And then suddenly, though, it made a sharp turn and started heading east. So imagine a globe, you know, you have a globe and you spin it. It's got that axis in the middle. Well, what if that axis just started moving? Instead of, you know, coming out of the globe at the North Pole, started moving down toward Canada and then made a sharp turn and started heading east. Kind of scary, right? Well, in time, researchers came to a startling realization about what had happened. Accelerated melting of the polar ice sheets and mountain glaciers had changed the way mass was distributed around the planet enough to influence its spin. Now, some of the same scientists have identified another factor that's had the same kind of effect. Colossal quantities of water pumped out of the ground for crops and households. Wow. Ki-won So, who led the research behind the latest discovery, recalled thinking when his calculations showed a strong link between groundwater extraction and the drifting of Earth's axis. It was a big surprise, said Dr. So, a geophysicist at Seoul National University. Water experts have long warned of the consequences of groundwater overuse, particularly as water from underground aquifers becomes an increasingly vital resource in drought-stressed areas like the American West. When water is pumped out of the ground but not replenished, the land can sink, damaging homes and infrastructure, and also shrinking the amount of underground space that can hold water thereafter. Between 1960 and 2000, worldwide groundwater depletion more than doubled to about 75 trillion gallons a year, scientists estimate. Since then, satellites that measure variations in Earth's gravity have revealed the staggering extent to which groundwater supplies have declined in particular regions, including India and the Central Valley of California. Quote, "I'm not surprised that it would have an effect on Earth's spin," said Matthew Rodell, an Earth scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. "But it's impressive they were able to tease that out of the data," Dr. Rodell said, referring to the authors of the new research, which was published this month in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. Quote, "And that the observations they have of the polar motion are precise enough to see that effect." Man, that's scary stuff. What's going to happen next? I don't know. We could probably make a science fiction movie out of it. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low. Oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio. Oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll. That's all he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fight came back like a slow voice on a wave of fight. That wasn't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Three people are dead and eight others, including a child, are recovering from a mass shooting today in Fort Worth, Texas. But Police Sergeant Jason Spencer tells us they don't have a motive or a suspect.
It's going to be a while. It's a very large crime scene. Officers are processing that, trying to find all the evidence they can. And detectives have a number of people to speak with, both here and at the hospital.
This comes as we learn more about another shooting in Philly where five people died. KYW Radio's Connor Barkton.
The suspect, a 40-year-old man, is in police custody. Police say he had an AR-style rifle, a handgun, a police radio scanner, several magazines, and a bulletproof vest on him at the time.
Millions are flying back home today or hitting the road as the holiday weekend starts wrapping up. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix.
On the roads, AAA expects midday today and tomorrow late afternoon into rush hour to be the busiest times to drive.
Nationwide, gas prices are averaging about $3.53 a gallon. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. 8 people are doing better today after getting stuck hanging upside down on a roller coaster for about 3 hours in Crandon Sunday. Nobody was hurt, but one person did go to the hospital. It happened on the final day of the Forest County Festival. Channel 7 in Wausau reports 7 of the stuck passengers were kids. Inspectors were still looking into the cause of the mechanical breakdown last we checked. The fight over Wisconsin's top election official could have implications for the 2024 presidential election. Legal questions over Megan Wolf's reappointment could take months to resolve, and the election is only 16 months away. If Wolf's position as administrator is disputed next year, it could become the basis for lawsuits and challenges to the guidance she gives to local clerks. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that are expected to decide next year's presidential contest. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Satisfy my soul deep inside.
All the prayers and some bears keep the whole place uptight. But it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a spirit.
Oh, yeah. Born on this rock and I'm traveling through space. What an appropriate song, Steve Miller Band on a Friday morning. 9:35 right now, and just before the break we were discussing the fact that the Earth isn't spinning the way that it used to spin, and in fact the axis of the Earth is moving. And the reason for this, scientists have figured out, is at least twofold. One issue is the melting of the ice sheets, the polar ice sheets, and also the fact that we're pumping way too much water out of the ground for the purpose of people, right? To take care of crops and to give people water. And so now the axis is shifting. And the Earth isn't spinning like it has in the past. I was reading from a story in the New York Times. The headline says something was messing with Earth's axis. The answer has to do with us humans. Earth's axis hasn't been wandering enough to affect the seasons, which are determined by the planet's tilt, but fine patterns and variations in the planet's spin matter hugely to the satellite-based navigation systems that guide planes, missiles, and map apps. This has helped motivate researchers to try to understand why the axis moves and where it might be headed next. You can't feel it, but our planet's rotation is nowhere near as smooth as that of the globe on your desk. As it moves through space, Earth wobbles like a poorly thrown frisbee. This is partly because it bulges at the equator and partly because air masses are constantly whirling through the atmosphere and water is sloshing around in the oceans, pulling the planet ever so slightly this way and that. And then there's that wandering axis. One main cause is that Earth's crust and mantle are springing back after being covered for millenniums by gigantic ice sheets, rebounding like a mattress unburdened of a sleeper. This has been steadily changing the balance of mass around the planet. Most recently, the balance has also been altered by factors more closely linked to human activity and the global climate. These include the melting of mountain glaciers and the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets, changes in soil moisture, and our impounding of water behind dams. Another big factor, according to the study by Dr. So and his colleagues, is groundwater depletion. In terms of the effect on Earth's axis, pumping up water from underground was second in magnitude between 1993 and 2010, only to the post-glacier adjustment of the planet's crust, the study found. Other forces might also be pulling Earth's axis in its new direction, but aren't yet fully understood, said Clark R. Wilson, a geophysicist at the University of Texas at Austin and another author of the study. Quote, it's possible, for example, there's something in Earth's fluid core that's going on, that's contributing as well, he said. Even so, the latest discovery points to new possibilities for using information about Earth's spin to study the climate, Dr. Wilson said. Because scientists have collected highly precise data on the position of Earth's axis during much of the 20th century, they might be able to use it to understand shifts in groundwater use that took place before the most modern and reliable data became available. It is a possibility, Dr. So says, he has already begun to explore. That's pretty wild stuff. It's like science fiction stuff. The Earth is wobbling. The axis is moving. Where's it going to be in 10 years, 20 years from now? How's that going to affect those of us who live on this wobbling planet. Yeah, I don't know. 10:40 right now, or excuse me, 9:40. And the next thing I wanted to get to is also something about science. This is from Science News. Evidently, there is a lot of noise coming from space. And we were talking just now about Earth and what's going on with our axis, how we're wobbling through space. But now, according to Science News, a newfound gravitational wave hum may be from the universe's biggest black holes. So now it sounds like there is some kind of a hum that scientists have detected. And they're saying that there are these a pair of black holes at the center of the universe that could form, or that could coalesce into one giant black hole. What does all this mean? I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. It says here the timing of pulses from dead stars hints at ripples in space-time that are light years long. This is like something in the Matrix, right? Space-time continuum and ripples in the space-time continuum. Maybe those are some kind of a portal so we can move into other spaces and times. This was just posted 2 days ago by Emily Conover in Science News. It says, beneath the explosions, collisions, and other intermittent bangs in the cosmos, scientists suspect a nonstop soundtrack plays, created by ripples in space-time continually washing through the universe. After more than a decade of searching, scientists may have finally heard that background hum. Several teams of researchers from around the world reported on June 28th, Wednesday, the first clear evidence of these gravitational waves. Unlike previously detected gravitational waves, these new ones have ripples that are staggeringly long on the scale of light years. Their likely source? Innumerable pairs of gargantuan black holes. Not just one pair, but innumerable pairs. Innumerable, so many you can't even count them. And they say these pairs of gargantuan black holes churn the space-time cauldron as they orbit one another. If that hunch is correct, the result would provide the first evidence that pairs of monster black holes with masses billions of times that of the sun can coalesce into one. If the gravitational waves are real, and if they truly are a sign of supermassive black hole pairs, it's miraculous, says astrophysicist Meg Urey of Yale University. Quote, it's extremely interesting because we have essentially no handle on what the most massive black holes are doing, end quote. Gravitational waves are produced by accelerating massive objects. As these waves careen through the universe, they rumple the fabric of space-time upon which reality is embroidered. In 2015, scientists with the Advanced Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, L-I-G-O, detected gravitational waves for the first time. Okay, so in 2015 was the first time they even noticed these waves. Those waves were spawned by mergers of relatively puny black holes, entirely different beasts than the supermassive ones that lurk at the center of galaxies. While this group, LIGO, picks up gravitational wave blips that can last mere fractions of a second, orbiting supermassive black holes are expected to pump out waves continually for millions of years, creating ripples that blanket the cosmos with their constant hum. Quote, this is a very different sort of thing, very new sort of thing, says LIGO researcher Daniel Holtz, an astrophysicist at the University of Chicago. His quote, "That is awesome. Across the universe, galaxies regularly mingle and merge, as they do, scientists suspected. Their supermassive black holes would orbit one another and emit gravitational waves. Many pairs of black holes would be doing this orbital dance at once in the many merging galaxies scattered throughout the cosmos, all sending their space-time ripples out into space." Quote, "The Earth is just randomly bumping around on this sea of gravitational waves," says astrophysicist Maura McLaughlin of West Virginia University in Morgantown, and a member of the North American Nanohertz Observatory for Gravitational Waves, also called NanoGrav. "Detecting this mishmash of gravitational waves is not easy. The task required scientists to MacGyver the Milky Way, turning the galaxy into a gravitational wave detector by timing the clock-like ticking of dead spinning remnants of exploded stars called pulsars, which emit beams of radio waves as they twirl. These beams sweep past Earth at regular intervals, like the precise ticks of a clock. Gravitational waves stretching and squeezing the space between the pulsars and Earth cause the pulsars' ticks, observed with a variety of radio telescopes around the world, to come early or late." Man, that's a crazy story. Especially when you combine it with that previous story about the Earth's axis shifting. It's like we're all just hanging out on Earth. We're subject to the whims of the universe, evidently. Stick around. I hope the universe doesn't take you away during this commercial break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
One side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today, tonight, and into tomorrow, and one or two of those could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon and tonight. Hail and wind will be the main threat. Otherwise, warm, partly cloudy, 91 today, 64 tonight, gradual clearing and cooler, 77 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Show 951 right now, final segment of the show. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good day. And we've been discussing some scary things, science fiction type stuff, although it's not science fiction in this case, science fact. The Earth wobbling as it flies through space and contracting and expanding with the melting of the ice sheets and the extraction of water, the axis tilting and even moving. What does it all mean? I don't know. I want to get to something that I understand a little better, like music. For fans of Neil Young, Aaron, are you a fan of Neil Young? Are you familiar with his music and is it something that you appreciate?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like a big fan. I don't listen to him all the time, but yeah.
Yeah. Neil Young has been a great songwriter and performer for over 50 years, right? He was an original member of Buffalo Springfield. I think their first album came out in 1967 or so. So he's obviously been around for a long time. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, etc. And all of the different styles of music that Neil Young has explored over the years, you got to appreciate the fact that he continues to this day to explore music, different styles of music. And now there is a headline that just came out. This is from Stereo Gum. For those of you who may be Neil Young fans, he's finally going to release a long-lost album that was originally supposed to come out in 1977. It never did come out. Some of the songs came out shortly after that on his Live Rust album. But the album is called Chrome Dreams, 1977. It's supposed to come out next month, according to this story. This was just posted a few minutes ago. It says Neil Young released a whole lot of music in the 1970s, and he could have released even more. In 1977, Neil Young and Crazy Horse came out with their LP American Stars and Bars, a great album. Young also had another LP ready to go, but it never came out. The fabled solo album called Chrome Dreams. Chrome Dreams has built up a reputation over the years as one of history's great lost albums. And Neil Young has had a few of those, and he's lately been giving those records their long-delayed releases as part of his Neil Young Archives series. Now, finally, Chrome Dreams will get a release of its own. This album, Chrome Dreams, built its reputation thanks to a bootlegged acetate record that's been handed down in different forms over the decades. Young eventually released most of the songs that would have been on Chrome Dreams, including the classics Pocahontas, Powderfinger, and Sedan Delivery, all of which would eventually appear on Rust Never Sleeps. But some of those songs have never come out in any form. Well, this morning, Neil Young announced that Chrome Dreams is coming out next month with cover art from Ronnie Wood. Yeah, that Ronnie Wood, I would assume. Ron Wood from the Stones, right? Young recorded all 12 tracks between 1974 and 1976, and he's just shared the original version of Sedan Delivery, which has lyrics that weren't on the version that came out on Rust Never Sleeps. That version was already on YouTube in bootlegged form, but this is the authorized one. And in this story that I'm reading, they have the version of Sedan Delivery and the track list that's going to be on the album. Like a Hurricane is on the album. Also, Hold Back the Tears, another song that he's been doing for years, Sedan Delivery. If you're a Neil Young fan, this is big news. Here's what the press release says about the Chrome Dreams versions. Powderfinger is the early and first solo version, the original version of that song. Pocahontas is the same version that appeared on Rust Never Sleeps, but without the overdubs. Sedan Delivery and Hold Back the Tears are originals with lyrics that were not included in later released versions. Both are very different versions than previously released. There's a song called String Man, another original performance included on the Odeon Budokan disc in Archives Volume 2. Prior to that, the song had only appeared on Neil Young's Unplugged album in a later version, but not the original version of that album. So this long gone album now coming out finally, it says August 11th on Reprise. Neil Young's solo acoustic West Coast tour kicks off tonight in Los Angeles. Neil Young going back out on the road for the first time in a few years. Should be a good show. I've seen Neil Young many times over the years, and it's always been a good time. Almost to the end of the show, folks, I just want to reiterate what we talked about at the very beginning of the show. If you are planning to light off fireworks this weekend or for the 4th of July on Tuesday, please be conscious. Please be careful of people around you who may have issues with fireworks, and also the animals, pets, dogs and cats, and especially veterans. Combat veterans who may have PTSD, just be respectful if you're lighting that stuff off. Otherwise, have a safe 4th of July. Have a great weekend. And Aaron and I will be back on Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in.
Can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility, you have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, and Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.